Doug Wright. Doug Wright. Interrupting everything to cover breaking news. You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
Reading this morning at UtahPolicy.com, maybe some of the things that might be coming up in the legislature, things that might not be coming up in the legislative session for 2016. Taxes? Well, I thought we'd talk about that with Speaker Greg Hughes, who is joining us on the line along with a few other topics. And Mr. Speaker, it's always good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me on the program, Doug. Appreciate the time.
We are moving into a very highly charged political year. I mean, we've got the big show. We've got a presidential race where we will not have an incumbent running. We have a gubernatorial race. We will have a Senate race in the state of Utah. Of course, all of the congressional races happen every 2 years, and many high-profile races within the state of Utah. As we move into this highly charged season, what are you anticipating? Taxes are sometimes it's really popular to garner votes by decreasing taxes, and it's very unpopular to get votes by increasing taxes. What are you seeing in the upcoming session?
Well, I'll tell you that I think we're going to – my prediction, and I'm always hesitant to make a prediction because I don't want anyone to misinterpret it as me, deigning from above what's going to ultimately happen, because you know how this works. It's herding cats. I mean, we have, especially in the House with 75 seats, we are the arena. We debate issues quite extensively, and so you can never truly predict. But what I think we're looking at as we walk into this session is we need to just hold – where we are at. I don't think it's a climate where we would raise taxes. I don't think it's a time when we would cut taxes. I think we're looking at the revenue that's coming in. I think you've got a legislature that understands that it's people's jobs, and it's the money that they make and they bring home, and the portion that is sent to state government by way of taxes, that's what determines what we have by way of resources. So we need a successful economy. We need to make sure that we're not interrupting that or burdening anyone too greatly with extra taxes. But again, we've got our initial numbers coming in right now shows a little bit of a shortfall in our general fund of what we predicted from last general session to what we're receiving right now. We're seeing a surplus in our education fund or our income taxes, but the general fund is short right now, and we haven't seen that for a long time. And so, you know, we're gonna keep staring at this, but I think staying the course and making sure that we're very prudent with the dollars that we're getting or receiving from taxpayers is really the plan. So no cuts, no increases. I think we're just going to try and be good stewards of what arrives.
Greg, what do you think has led to the shortfall in the general fund?
You know what? It's interesting because we've seen an economic recovery since the Great Recession, but it's not been one of these robust, wide-swinging recoveries that I've lived through over a couple economic cycles here at the legislature. It's been a slow climb, but we are actually entering into record consecutive quarters of economic growth. It hasn't been a lot of growth in terms of percentages, but it's been sustained economic growth. And what you learn in your time as a lawmaker is you know that with good times come bad times at some point. And we have seen so many consecutive quarters of that growth that it is inevitable that at some point we're going to start seeing some of that slowing down that's occurred in the past and I think will always happen with our economy. The good news is it's not catastrophic. I mean, there have been years where we walked in with a $1 billion shortfall, and that is a nightmare in terms of trying to keep education held harmless to try and make sure you're doing the critical things that state government needs to do. We're not seeing it like that, but we are seeing that shortfall. And I just think it's just the economic cycles that we as a people and as our economy lives through. And so we're going to start seeing some of that slowing down to some degree.
It's always interesting to see what emerges in the session. And honestly, you never know until it's over. But as you look forward, are you seeing any things that might be trends? I remember two times ago, we had a gazillion air quality bills, and very few of them actually saw the light of day or had fruition. We've had other themes over the years. We've had education years. We've had transportation years. What do you think this year, Greg? What might be a hot topic?
Well, we still need to pay close attention to air quality bills. I mean, we know that we're in a valley, and we know the population's growing, and so our air quality is going to continue to be a challenge. The Tier 3 fuels that we're trying to incentivize refineries to start producing a cleaner fuel was a critical piece of legislation last year, and it needs some tweaks. There's some language in there that's not having its desired effect in terms of being able to make sure these refineries are producing the cleanest of fuels. And so we're going to work on that. We have an active working group, Clean Air Caucus, so to speak, that's been working on looking at best practices, but looking at providing a basket of legislation and ideas on how to really approach our air quality. So we're going to still do that. I'll tell you an area that's not sexy. It's not something that's going to get everyone excited, but it is a critical issue, and that is water.
Yeah.
Water in the
yeah.
state of Utah. What we're finding out, what I'm learning from the water districts across the state, is that we have had a significant role of the federal government in this western state, and frankly all western states, in the building of dams and the maintenance of water infrastructure. The federal government, and for all this deficit spending and $18 trillion in debt, Utahns ought to know that hundreds of millions of dollars that the federal government has traditionally funded for our water infrastructure has gone away. They've pulled back from their role in our water infrastructure, and that leaves a vacuum. And it's certainly too big for the state of Utah all by itself to replace the role of the federal government. But we better start getting creative. We better start finding ways to help these water districts in their infrastructure needs, because, as we all know, the water's finite. It's we need it, and it's the lifeline to the state and everything that we enjoy. That's going to come in a lot of different versions. We're going to see smart water conservancy policies that, if you want to water your grass in the middle of high noon in the summertime, there ought to be a prohibitive cost associated with that, because water is such a
right.
finite resource.
Right.
There are some conservation measures, not from the state level, but really dialoguing with these water districts to make sure that if they need the state to start looking at how we provide for infrastructure maintenance and even in projects that are critical, we have to see from those districts that water and the use of water and what we pay for water is appropriate, and that everybody's doing their part. So that's going to be a big issue. And the good news is that there is a general plan that all the districts have come together with that are looking for what the world looks like in Utah by the year 2060. And that's far off, but it's a Utah way that we look at that long view, and then kind of reverse engineering from there in terms of population and what the demands will be, and how do we start today preparing for what Utah looks like into the future. And so that's something we're going to spend a lot of time on.
Greg, before too long, I think it'd be great if we could set a time. You could come into the studio and we could sit down and talk about some of these issues. And there are other things too, prison relocation, you know, Medicaid expansion, all kinds of things that maybe we could give a little preview to. But I certainly appreciate your time today for joining us here.
I would welcome the opportunity, Doug. I always enjoy visiting with you in studio, and we'll just make sure it happens. I think it's critical for people. You're a popular guy. Every time I'm on this show, I always get good words from people that heard our conversation. So
I'm glad to hear that.
I will be back if you'll have me.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll put that in motion, because I think there is much to discuss. Our Speaker of the House here in the state of Utah, Greg Hughes.